when she discovered nutrition. And my two brothers and I got to be the guinea pigs of that. And we're still reaping the rewards of it today. And what I find fascinating is, you've got going on four decades of nutrition under your belt. And how does somebody with that information, looking at what Neekin has brought to the table with the auto ship and with our bio-directed and now bio-replenishment nutritional products, where do you start someone? I mean, when it comes to Neekin, when you look at nutritionals, you say, okay, look at it. We're going to put, you know, fill this out, and we're going to have about a $350, $400 auto ship because you need all this stuff. Where when it comes from someone with your background, where do you start someone on nutrition?
Yeah, I love that question, and it's an easy answer. It's about whole foods. We were designed to get our nutrition from whole foods, and it's just so hard to get them now that we do need supplementation. But Neekin is brilliant in that they have the basic whole foods. They have the Siaga, which is the very best from the fruit world, and the Jade Greenzymes, which is the very best from the vegetable world. And so that's where I would start people, along with digestion, because anybody over 25 in this society does not have optimal digestion. So you make much better use of everything else you eat and everything you supplement with if you're taking the digestion. So that's like for everybody.
Sure,
and
sure.
Then
of course.
If they have any specific areas, the next thing would be the Kenzen Daily Packs, just to have total insurance that they're getting the basics that they need, the vitamins and minerals. And then any other specific areas, that's what I would start adding. Like if they're older and their joints are starting to creak, get them on the joint. If they have any kind of systemic problems, have them do the liver cleanse. If they're out among people, add the immunity and the lactoferrin. But I would absolutely start with the Siaga and the Jade Greenzymes, and then probably lactoferrin a little sooner because that's nature's way of supporting our immune system.
And I asked that question, and of course I've got an agenda because, well, it's my call. But you stated exactly what I figured you would, and you and I have not talked on the phone. And what I thought is incredibly fascinating. That's exactly what I really, really highly recommend for everybody and anybody, you know, the Siaga and the Jade, because of exactly what you stated. On that note, you have an acronym, and I gleaned this from a two-part talk that you gave at an event that I believe Mary Bowser hosted, one of our shining stars, and I should probably go ahead and do a commercial for that now. If you guys have not heard this two-part series, two-part CDs, and I'm sure Randy's got all kinds of other plethora of materials, which I'll let her give her website for more information. But Brad and Beth Huddleston at growingandwellness.com, this two-part series, I mean, the CDs will cost you $5 a piece, or maybe he's got a special, I don't know. But
yeah.
I listened to them. I turned around. Before I could even finish listening to them, I picked up the phone. I said, Mom, you've got to hear this gal. And for me to get that excited, especially being biased that I am towards my, how do I say it kindly, my nutritionally crazed mother, who has done such a beautiful job, and like you and you had said earlier, wanting to educate the masses because you know, and my mom has done that to so many people. But I was so excited at what you said. But on those two CDs, you have an acronym that, Wolf Spring,
the
animal, and then the spring like spring water. Can we talk about that? Because when you talk about that we were created to intake and digest whole foods, which completely supports what Neekin has, and then we don't have that in nature, what is Wolf Spring all about?
Well, I developed that, Vance, because I really wanted people to look at all aspects of their food, because there's so much misleading information about, you know, counting calories, and I firmly believe eating is a left brain activity, not a right brain activity. And as soon as you have people analyzing everything by the numbers, they lose their natural instinct and attraction to good, colorful, tasty, yummy. So I wanted them to really look at the total quality picture of the food that's on their plate. So it was a flash of brilliance. Thank God that I came with the Wolf Spring, because it does really include everything that I was interested in having people understand. The W stands for whole. You want whole foods as much as possible. Now, obviously, we cut off the dried ends of the vegetables, or we take the bones out of meat. But as much as we can eat it, we want the whole food, because we are whole, and every part feeds another part of our being. The O in Wolf is for organic. And being a lawyer, I'm very aware that the food processors have gotten together and watered down the definition of organic. So you really want to check your sources. I try to buy from companies that have been around for a long, long time and have a very high standard for their organic fields. Some of the states still use their organic labels, California. But there's lawsuits to try to preempt the higher standards so that processors can use their lower standards on everything. But don't be misled by all these new labels about, oh, this is organic, that's organic, because they watered down the labels for the processors to make more money, because they know people want organic. But organic.
And I know on that, when you say labels, and I apologize for interrupting, but I heard a gentleman speak on a CD I was listening to a couple of months ago, and he said that when it comes to packaging, never, ever, ever believe anything that's on the front of the package, because it's all marketing, it's all advertising. Even though they may use words like natural or organic, or, you know, the list goes on, but that was his comment, that anything that's on the front of the packaging is there to attract your eye and get you to buy it. And organic has become a new buzzword in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, because it's a step up from natural. So, again, and I so appreciate that. That's, you know, the second part of the acronym here in Wolf Spring. And by the way, folks, if you're not scribbling these down, I listened to Randy share these while I was mowing on my riding mower, and I had to go back and write them down. So I highly encourage if you can grab something. It's worth it to be able to refer back to it, because it really becomes liberating when you look at something so simple and say, okay, if I use this as a parameter, then it will really give me more freedom when it comes to my lifestyle. So, sorry for interrupting. Continue on. You've got the W
right.
And the O.
Yeah, I wanted to say a little more. I wanted to say a little bit more about organic, because people say, okay, yeah, that means it's naturally grown. Sure, it's going to be better. But there's several different reasons why it is better. First of all, they don't have all the pesticides and herbicides and artificially misproportioned fertilizers. But what is also true is that because these foods have to grow without all those things, they are more complete foods. They're healthier foods. They're richer in the minerals and vitamins, because they won't grow unless they have those things, because they don't have all the chemical support. So you're not only avoiding stuff, but you're also getting a much richer food nutritionally, and it tastes better and looks better, so your kids will eat it. So that makes a big difference. The L stands for local, and again, it's about quality, freshness, particularly the enzymes, and that's what's so exciting about Neekin's products, that they're processed from the field to the bottle so quickly, because when things travel from Ecuador, it's probably 2 weeks before it left the field until you actually take it out of your fridge. So buy local as much as you can. All the enzymes are still there. And it's also going to be more ergonomically in tune with where you live and everything else that you're eating. So local, besides being much more responsible environmentally, because you haven't spent, you know, several gallons of gas to get it to you. The F is for fresh. Same idea. Your enzymes are still there, and it's not over-processed. So, you know, go to your farmers markets and your organic stores, your natural food stores, and get as fresh as possible. And And a lot of people, you know, they're starting to, like, they're so busy, they shop every couple of weeks. But you really need to shop once a week and try to get things fresh and eat them fresh. The S is for simple. And with people with kids, probably know kids like things simple. And we get kind of jaded tastes as we age and go for more complicated, spiced up stuff. But the simple, the better, because the body is able to interpret what you're eating. It's sort of like Pavlov's dogs. You want the right juices to flow when you smell and taste foods. So you want to keep it simple and not have too many different things at once, because that's going to be a challenge on the digestion. You want to focus basically on a good protein food, some vegetables, and then fill in, if you're still hungry, with some good whole carbs like potatoes or whole grain, something or other. The P, this is, we're into the spring, P is pure. And again, you don't want a lot of additives, colorings, preservatives, and this is so exciting that our juice is one of the very few that has nothing added. Water, sugar, preservatives, colorings, none of that is in there. It's just the pure nectar, and it's not even reconstituted from freeze-dry or anything. It's the real juices. And I love that.
And you say that about the Siaga because, and any one of us can walk into any nutrition store, whether it's a GNC or out on the West Coast, we have New Seasons Markets and Wild Oats and all these others, and you can pick up stuff, or there are companies that have built their entire product line just with that one product. And when you pick up the bottle and you look at the ingredients, number one, it's got like half of what the Siaga has. And then number two, as you just stated, it's got all these other additives. It's not pure. And what I find so fascinating, Randy, maybe I'm the only one that thinks this way, is that the cost is exactly about the same as the Siaga. And I'm like, why do you want to pay same price for only 10 ingredients? Oh, that's right, because we don't have some, you know, magic guru in India that nobody's ever heard about, but he's lived to be 150 years old because he's been drinking this, you know, homemade juice. Yeah, whatever.
Right, right. And, yeah, now that you mentioned that, your mother might be familiar with Scott Nearing, Scott and Helen Nearing, who lived in Vermont and then in Maine, and he was my uncle, and he lived to 100. And he was still chopping wood when he got his final stroke. But even then, he didn't pass away. He decided, about 6 months later, he decided that he was ready to see what was on the other side. So he actually fasted himself to the other side.
Interesting.
So that's the kind of health that you want, that you can just
right.
at some later point, you say, well, I'm ready to see my maker. And
now,
I was going to say he was he was a leader in the organic food movement. His garden was pictured on Mother Earth News at least once a year. And I learned so much from him. And he would make a simple soup to start his meals, a huge salad, and just everything was simple and pure. And his garden was unbelievable to look at. Everything was gorgeous and colorful, and he grew food year-round, even in Maine. He had a greenhouse where he got raw food, which is the next thing, the R, year-round. So he always had the live enzymes, and when he was 90, someone dared him to see a doctor, so we went to a doctor, and they said the only thing that he was low on was vitamin C, so he started harvesting the rose hips from the wild roses along the coast of Maine and made rose hip juice from it. So he was a great example of this Wolfspring philosophy, and it certainly worked well till he was 100. And actually, his wife Helen wrote a wonderful cookbook, and she resisted. Everybody wanted her to write a cookbook, but she said, I don't cook, so why would I write a cookbook?
Now, before we get too far off, we still got four letters left.
Yeah, right? Let's go with it. Okay.
We finished off on that. And then I want to come back and address the question of, okay, number one, I don't have time to do my own garden. And number two, I live in the northern part of, you know, the continent, or I live in an area where the sun doesn't shine here 8 months of the year, so
right,
this doesn't
right.
really work. So we're on to, R, right?
R is raw. Now, so you want to have a certain amount of your diet raw because you're going to get the enzymes. And one of the things that Scott taught me was when you cook vegetables, it releases the minerals. But when you eat them raw, you get all the vitamins. So that's over. It's simplistic, but it's basically sound. And so, again, Meekin's whole food products are taken from the raw. They don't heat them. They're not cooked. The enzymes are live. And your own plate should have plenty of raw food. Now, there are totally raw food diets, but my experience so far has been that in this society, you really can't get enough of the nutrients without having some prepared foods. And a lot of foods are in, you can't eat them, you can't digest them if they're raw. And in our wisdom as human beings over the last 100,000 years or so, we've learned how to use fire to make some foods that would otherwise be unusable, usable, and how to store foods. I mean, unless you eat an animal immediately, it's going to go bad. But if you cook it, then it will keep a while and salt it up and that kind of thing. So raw is, we need to add more raw because almost everything we eat in this society is prepared and overcooked. The I is for in season. And this is one of those intuitions that we have lost in our general American diet, but the fruits usually taste better in the summer, and the heavy things like the carrots and the potatoes and the grains, they taste better in the winter, and that there's a reason for that. We really need to eat appropriately for the season. In the U.S., we do have pretty much four seasons everywhere, and it makes sense to eat whatever foods are most likely to grow in that season because that's the way humans, we evolved with the foods right there, and to have bananas in January is an accident of modern distribution system. It's just not natural, not the best thing for the body. The N is for nice, and that's really important because, like Pavlov's dogs, we've got to like what we see. We've got to sit down, be quiet, say our prayer, our meditation before the meal, get centered, and realize we're transforming these wonderful foods into our own body. So it should be nice. It's not something you squeeze out of a little box and hope you swallow it fast so you can keep driving. You know, that's just not.
So exactly. So when you're driving down the road and you say, I don't have time for lunch, or I wasn't smart enough to make time for lunch, we're kind of doing ourselves a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Racing through that drive-thru and buying a box of something that really, anyways, let's not go there. But, it's got to be. And that's, you know, why the majority of people, when they sit down as a family for a meal, they'll take a few seconds to, you know, thank God that we get to eat this and, you know, give credit where credit is due. What does the G stand for? Because I want to try and wrap this up and then ask that one final question.
Okay, I just, N also stands for not irradiated. I had to add that.
That's right. Yeah, no.
And then the G is for genetically traditional. We want to avoid genetically modified foods because we don't have a clue what they're going to do in the long run. And certainly the healthier foods that have grown on this earth that can withstand environmental challenges and pests, those are going to be the healthier foods. They're going to have the right energy and the right enzymes. And so if we have to genetically modify a food to make it grow, it's not going to be the best food we can eat. So we want to avoid the genetically modified. So we want genetically traditional foods. So that's the Wolf Spring idea. And of course, it's never going to be perfect unless you're on Scott Nearing's farm. But what you want to do is just check down that little list. You know, how close am I to this, or how far away am I? It's a spectrum, and we're always moving back and forth on that spectrum of quality food.
And I think that if we use that as a liberating concept, that it is a spectrum. That this, we don't have to be radicals, we don't have to be hardcore, that moderation, and I think that's the true epitome of what the five pillars of health is all about, is that we can live balanced lives. You know, I'm gonna forego asking that question, and we'll have to save that, you know, for a later interview or a later conversation. But Randy, if people want to see a little bit more about you or get some more of your materials, especially the books that you've authored, what's the best website that they need to go to?
Well, I just put up a new website that's just randyrolfe.com, RANDYROLFE.com, and that's all mostly about my books and healthy families. All my parenting books have chapters about good eating because I found in counseling, if you got a child started with a good breakfast and didn't let them eat a bunch of junk at night, most problems disappeared right there.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So there's I guess that's my problem right there. I got that at an early age, and kind of segued me for the life. And now, as a parent myself, we kind of believe the same way. And our daughters are pretty much biased. And people accuse us of brainwashing them. I say, well, that's okay. They're our kids. They're not yours. And I'll brainwash them all I want to, because I know this is the truth. So, well, Randy, yeah. I want to thank you. And again, folks, if you've not had the opportunity to hear the two CDs that Randy did at the event in Virginia, www.growingandwellness.com is the website where you can order those. And just look for Randy Rolfe. There's two CDs, and the first one is kind of what you heard this morning. And the second one, she really takes the time to go through the NECHEM nutritional. And I'll tell you, it'll liberate you and give you more information you'll never know what to do with, and give you a real tool to pass on to other people. So, Randy, I'm looking forward to putting a face with a voice because I did not go to your website yet, and I'm looking forward to doing that and also seeing you, I'm guessing, in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an exciting time. So, again, you guys, it's randyrolfe.com, RANDYROLFE.com is her website, and I know you're going to find her resources very, very valuable. But Randy, thank you again, and
thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, and so onward and upward from here. And you guys, thank you for joining us on Saturday AM Live. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, same place, same number. Bye bye, everybody.